This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just weeks to go before U.S. schools begin to open, federal health and education officials on Friday stressed the need for children to get back into the classroom despite parents' fears about safety as coronavirus infections surge. Administration officials said reopening schools was critical for children's mental and emotional well-being, as well as to allow parents to get back to work to boost the economy. That's a priority for President Trump as he seeks re-election in November. Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said at a news briefing the CDC had released additional documents for administrators and for parents. Dr. Deborah Birx, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Friday that it was still an open question how rapidly children under the age of 10 spread the illness. While the risk of severe COVID-19 is seen as relatively low for children, there is fear they could infect more vulnerable teachers and other adult school administrators. The top U.S. infectious disease expert called on U.S. states with a resurgence of COVID-19 infections to pause their reopening plans to prevent the further spread of the ailment caused by the coronavirus. In an interview Friday with the Washington Post, Dr. Anthony Fauci said everybody should be trying to reopen America again, but that it should be done in accordance with set guidelines.
From a baseline that's low enough that when we get these blips of cases, we'll be able to more easily contain them rather than have these surges of cases.
Fauci's comments came one day after COVID-19 infections in the United States exceeded 4 million, with California, Florida, and Texas grappling with sharp increases.